Why did you refuse to list a time that I was funny? List a time when I was funny. I demand it.
Yeah, because you did the same thing for me. Thanks. Yeah. No, you haven't ever been funny. Just like it's not happened. I don't think. Let me check my calendar of funny things. Got them. Yeah, I just checked my calendar of times that Caitlin said something funny, and it's empty. It's weird. I could have sworn there was something on there.
Yeah, why do you have a calendar of that then?
Because, well, you know, it's just in case. I have one for everybody that I regularly interact with. I have one for you, Scott. It's also empty. They're actually all empty. No one's ever been funny.
No.
Especially this bit. I have a calendar for times that people have been, like, explicitly not funny. This bit is definitely on there. I'm making the Google.
It was scheduled ahead of time.
Let me,
yeah, we knew that we were going to not be funny.
I'm making the Google event right now. Not
I probably
funny.
Have only been funny to Scott when I was drunk.
Right now.
I didn't say you were funny when you were drunk, just you talked to me.
I talked to you.
Debatable.
Debatable.
If you listen closely, Caitlin and Scott have never directly spoken in the podcast before this episode.
This is the second time we've made that joke.
Yep.
Alright.
It's like the fifth time I've made the joke in life.
In life. The board game.
In the life.
All right.
Scott, we're friends, right?
So before we actually start,
I need Scott to validate me, sorry, before we start.
Wait, what am I validating?
Hair parking.
That we're friends.
Yeah, no, I'm not validating that parking slip. It's expensive as shit to park here.
My friendship, validate it, please.
Friendship with who?
Me?
Your friendship with you? I think you're friends with yourself, Caitlin.
My friendship with you, Scott.
Listen, come back to me another day.
I've been destroyed.
Scott, if you have a slip that needs validating for our friendship, please tear it up.
All right.
I'm sure there's something. I'm sure we've got something funny in here. At least something.
Yeah, we penciled that in on our calendar of unfunny shit.
I think we've made enough vowel sounds that you can at least splice something together.
Yeah, like I can splice a knock knock joke together enough. Out of all of this. Yeah, this is good.
Yeah.
Splice a what joke?
We like.
A knock knock joke.
I heard a my cock joke, and I was like, no.
What do you think the punchline is?
Yeah, this sounds like audio poison. Let's just move on.
Have we produced anything that's like audio unpoison?
Audio antidote?
Well, it's less poisonous.
Audio antidote.
This is enough foreplay for me. Let's start.
God damn it.
This podcast foreplay. I thought you said this isn't a foreplay for you. Let's start. And I was like, Scott, what's your attitude here?
Begin.
All right. No. None for me. Just begin.
No more foreplay. I'm done with that. Let's move on to the intercourse section of our podcast.
Listen, we've done enough of that.
We've had enough weirdly horny podcasts.
We have not. Listen, my target is to hit 69 episodes. I don't know what's going to happen when we get there, but something's going to happen. Yeah. Okay, do it. Do it.
We are reaching that section of the podcast. Yep.
He's getting ready to deep throat it.
The podcast.
Yeah.
His mic.
His mic.
He's got a really big mic.
My mic's not that big.
Yeah, you got the new one, though. I don't even know who makes it. Audio Technica? Yeah. No.
It's an Audio Technica microphone.
Oh, is it? I should know. I recommended it.
All right.
Hi, and welcome to Brought to the Table.
Oh, no.
Aww. Hi, and welcome to Brought to the Table.
Oh, this character's good.
Mm-hmm. I like him. He's kind of Kermit-y.
Hi, and welcome to Brought to the Table. Today we have our reduced cast consisting of Carter, Caitlin Phillips, and myself, Scott Pruitt, the most important member. Today, I'm going to be introducing you to these two people who are going to bring you an amazing topic that will open your hearts, minds, bodies, stomach. And that's basically it. There's only
it's
one.
It's not
group.
Surgery.
And I'm the freeloader, except I'm going to be talking because I have very violent opinions on this topic.
Violent?
Yes, violent.
There's a sphincter joke in here somewhere.
All right.
Carter, could you take us away and describe what you're going to be telling us about today?
I will. I'll do this. I'll take you into this nice, tasty land. Unless you are lactose intolerant, then you really are going to have a pretty shitty time. So yeah, we're talking about ice cream, and we have a lot to say about ice cream because we all have some very, I think like the only way to describe it is like controversial opinions about ice cream. I think about 50% of the people who listen to this are going to be like, Carter, you fucking idiot. You have all terrible opinions about ice cream. And I'll be like, you're right, but I fucking love them. So we're going to start this off in a good way with which is our favorite flavors of ice cream. Let's start with Scott. Scott, what's your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Listen, I told you I wasn't doing anything for this podcast, but I will tell you. My favorite flavor of ice cream is... Listen, are we going with flavors of ice cream here? Or are we going with, like, kind you would get at an ice cream store? Because I'm going to separate those two.
Interesting. I don't know the distinction here.
So, like, cookies and cream ice cream is, like, vanilla ice cream, but they've put stuff in it.
Yeah. I would consider yeah. cookies and cream a flavor.
So like,
with quotes around it. I get what you're saying now.
Yeah, I would say my favorite flavor in my definition is just vanilla ice cream. And I like putting things in vanilla ice cream. But there's not really that many unique flavors of ice cream because you got to have like vanilla, chocolate, and then various blends of different things. Then you have disgusting things like fruit-flavored ice cream or, you know,
mm-hmm.
the other, quote, ice cream variant type things. So if I were to go to an ice cream shop, say, yesterday because it was 100 degrees outside, I would have gotten cookie dough ice cream, which can be a different base than vanilla because you can mix in some stuff.
And you do like a chocolate-based
cookie
dough
ice cream.
Well, it's not like a chocolate base, but you can like put stuff in the... You can mix it in well enough that it is effectively a different flavor of ice cream.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, yeah. Caitlin, what's your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Well, it feels relevant to mention... The ice cream that I had yesterday was a milkshake. It was chocolate ice cream, milk, because you can't get around that, bitch, and bananas and Oreos. And it was pretty tasty. But my favorite ice cream flavor is mint chocolate chip.
Mint chocolate, that's also a good one. So here's instance number one of where I piss off everybody who's listening to the podcast. My favorite flavor of ice cream doesn't exist in stores because the American public isn't fucking ready for it. So a little bit of background. I really like this flavor, but the only way I can get it is with almonds and pecans in it. And I don't like almonds or pecans in my ice cream. I really don't like them at all. You can occasionally get this flavor with like toffee bits in it. But the flavor that's my favorite flavor is butter. Because it's just like, I really like the flavor of like butter pecan ice cream, butter almond ice cream. But it's just like, I don't want any fucking nuts in my ice cream. But can you imagine them selling butter ice cream at the fucking store? People would just like explode.
No, because I like nuts.
That's not what you told me earlier this year.
But here's the thing, though. I want a variety of this ice cream without the nuts in it. I want to be able to put whatever I want into it on my
own. Too bad. Life is hard.
I mean, yeah. I'm living this terrible life because Breyers won't give me any fucking ice cream that doesn't have any shitty mix-ins in it.
Was Breyers your ice cream
authority?
No,
it really isn't.
What about Ben and Jerry?
I don't give a shit about Ben and Jerry's.
Oh, shit. Hey, did you guys know that Ben and Jerry's doesn't have a grape flavor because they tried to develop a grape flavor? They, like, killed their sister's dog or something, and then they were like, never mind.
What?
Fun ice cream trivia. Don't kill dogs.
Yeah, don't kill dogs with your ice cream. Chocolate grape ice cream? And that just makes your dog instantly explode. Anyways, so that was a good start. Let's round this one out with our least favorite flavor of ice cream, where I will probably piss off the other half of the people that are listening. Scott?
I mean, it would be chocolate, but I'm sure there's some flavor of chocolate ice cream that would be even worse than regular chocolate.
It's true. Now, Caitlin, I know yours isn't chocolate.
No, chocolate is one of my favorite flavors of ice
Dumbass.
Cream.
Dumbass. What?
Who said that? I don't know. Who's throwing things? Emperor's New Groove, anyone?
So what is your least favorite?
I don't know, actually. I like a lot of ice cream. My least favorite is probably some, like, peaches and cream bullshit or something like that.
That's not good.
I love strawberry ice cream. I would kill for strawberry ice cream. But most other fruity ice creams, I hate. I can't stand. Mm-hmm.
My least favorite flavor of ice cream, as is Scott's, as he already said, is chocolate. Because chocolate is an atrocious flavor of ice cream. And people who eat it are dumb. Sorry, guys.
You're all idiots.
Yeah, that's what I said. So I did a little research into this because anytime I say that to literally anyone, except for Scott, they're like, are you mad? Are you dying? What's wrong with you? Are you okay? Do we need to send help for you? And so that is something that I'm like, all right, I need to figure out why I don't like chocolate ice cream. So I did a little digging, did a little research.
For the first time in your life.
You know, figured out what's going on. And I found an article from, or a paper from the Journal of Dairy Sciences. The primary author on this paper was Mariel Hardwood, and there were some other authors on the paper as well. But the
is that the spouse of Lance Hardwood?
Hey, are you adding a D in there because you want to say Hardwood?
Oh, I didn't intend to, but you know, oops. Yeah, it's Mariel Harwood. It's so hard not to say Hardwood.
Mm-hmm.
Mariel Harwood. Damn, I've been blasted. Essentially, this study was looking at food preferences of people who like chocolate ice cream versus like don't like chocolate ice cream, and how that corresponds to people who like milk chocolate versus dark chocolate. Something that most people don't really know about chocolate ice cream is that because of the, you know, bitterness of the chocolate, they have to actually add more sugar in it than you do with like vanilla ice cream or most other ice cream flavors. But here's the thing, with most chocolate ice creams, they don't really do that. And so you get a little bit more bitterness in your ice cream. All right. And so what happens, hold up, I get my thoughts together.
I am a complex and elegant lady is all that I'm getting from this so far.
So the idea is like if you prefer dark chocolate to milk chocolate, you prefer chocolate with, you know, the bitterness in it, you know, which would mean that you are more prone to liking chocolate ice cream probably because there's still more bitterness in the chocolate ice cream. Whereas if you like milk chocolate more, you're more likely to not really enjoy chocolate ice cream like myself. That held up for me. I don't know if that correlation holds up for you, Scott.
Let me give you the correlation. I don't like chocolate unless it's got like peanut butter in it. So I don't like chocolate ice cream.
There we go.
Do you guys like white chocolate? Do you both white chocolate? Yeah, you're both idiots.
You just call us idiots? You cut out there, but it did sound like you called us idiots.
I did call you idiots. You just like sweet. Like, white chocolate isn't anything. And it's time for all of us to come forward and admit it.
I mean, I don't
it.
Think it's like... I'm not saying it's anything. I'm just saying I like it.
I'm saying it's good. I'll fucking eat it. It's candy? Do you know what candy is about?
I want dark chocolate. That's all I'm going to say. Well, the top.
I didn't hear any of it.
I want dark chocolate.
That's it? There's no other
dark
candies
for
you
me,
want?
Please.
That's it. It's the only one.
If that was the only candy I had to choose, yeah, that would be it.
You're a demon. Sorry. It's just like that's them's the facts.
What? What's your one? What's your desert island candy, guys?
We doing this?
Yeah, let's do this.
White rabbit candies. They're a specialty Chinese candy.
Yeah. Those Tootsie Rolls?
Yeah, they're vanilla-flavored Tootsie Rolls, essentially, but they're a little bit
Is there other food on this island, or do you have to eat the candy for the rest of your life?
You can eat other food, but anytime you want something sweet, it's only this bitch.
Yeah, I'm going to go with sour Skittles, because I would eat enough of them that I would never be able to taste anything else.
I was going to say this is audio poison, but now we've just been given the antidote, so we're good.
Yeah, Scott pulled it out.
All right. So those are my opinions that generally piss people off, that I want butter ice cream and I will kill somebody for trying to feed me chocolate ice cream. One third thing that people think that I'm a monster for is I like to put milk in my ice cream. Not like make a milkshake out of it. Just like a super low budget milkshake. Not even low budget, just low effort. Just like
low effort.
Yeah, well, yeah. See, the thing is, like, the ice cream melts in the milk, and so, like, at the end of it, it's like cereal milk, but, you know,
but worse.
For ice cream. No, better.
I don't like it, milk dude. In my cereal. Why would I ruin my
Who
ice
taught
cream
you to
with
do
it?
This?
What do you put in your cereal? Water?
My hands.
Throwing hands. Wait. Who taught
my
you
mama.
To do this? Yeah.
It sounds like I'm imagining you're roasting my mom, but you're cutting in and out so bad.
No. I'm just saying these things can only be.
Yeah, they're
genetic.
Hereditary.
They're hereditary. All right, I'll call my mom and ask her if her mom likes ice cream with milk in it. Anyways, so let's talk about some cool ice cream items because, you know, those are good as hell. Caitlin, you had some shit to say about ice cream floats, right?
Yeah. And I'm going to say that shit. Right now. So, ice cream floats. I do enjoy them. I always associate them with soccer practice. And I feel like this is a pretty universal experience, probably. You 90s kids remember this one? Going to soccer practice, and then afterwards, going to eat pizza, and also getting a root beer float?
No, I hate root beer floats.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm a big cream soda float guy.
What? No, that's also disgusting.
What kind of...
Well, I feel like... I think... Isn't root beer float the most
common
Yeah,
but root
one?
Beer sucks.
Not all root beer. I like I only... Oh, man, that sounds terrible. I only like the highest quality root beer.
You are a snob.
Listen, I had a super fancy root beer yesterday, so I'm not going to turn you down. Like, that's right.
In Australia and New Zealand, an ice cream float is known as a spider because once the carbonation hits the ice cream, it forms a spider web-like reaction. I didn't know this.
So are we talking about floats or like are we just saying random shit about ice cream?
That was floats. That was just these are fun facts about floats. The three core.
Yeah, fun facts about floats. It's generally vanilla ice cream and root beer, but you can freestyle it. You can do what you want. Do you want to do Coke? Sure. Do you want to do cream soda and chocolate ice cream? Hell yeah. How about birch beer? Go for it.
That's my shit.
Here's some funny names. I think funny names. A Boston cooler is Werner's ginger ale and vanilla ice cream, and it originated in Detroit, Michigan. So someone's a liar. A Snow White is 7-Up or Sprite and vanilla ice cream. A purple cow is vanilla ice cream and purple grape soda, which is the most disgusting kind of soda. The worst one. And then there's nectar soda and melon cream soda, which are less funny conceptually, but I just like saying those words. So here are some floats that I think are interesting. There's also something called an egg cream that ice cream floats are vaguely related to, but I've never had one of those, so I will leave that to the side. Of the road. I'll take this egg cream and I'll just throw it from my moving car.
All right, well, on the topic of floats, what would you guys consider constitutes a milkshake? What are the ingredients you would put in a milkshake?
Well, milk for one, shake for two. No. Just like milk and ice cream, and like if you're feeling saucy, you could throw in some like peanut butter or something.
Yeah,
you know,
so
you could throw in mix-ins.
I don't even
know?
Need to hear anything else.
I think you just need ice
cream.
Nope,
wrong.
I think you just need ice
if you come to good old fucking New England, if you put ice cream in it, it's not a milkshake anymore. Apparently, they call things with ice cream in them fraps because they're weird as shit up here. I don't understand it.
Are you always in a Starbucks?
I don't know, but like
Are
I've been
to
a diner
to
and somebody's like, yeah, I'll have a frap. And I'm like, what the fuck is a frap? And they're like, it's like ice cream and milk. And I'm like, that's what a fucking milkshake is. I'm like,
what
no,
is
a milkshake's
milkshake
just milk with syrup in it.
Is,
and I'm like, what? No.
No, that's
exactly.
That's just milk. All right, this is a real interesting turn of events that
interesting
I didn't expect
turn
for us to go down
New England
to.
People are dumb. Don't live here.
We turn against New England.
I think we tried that once. In the South. Didn't go great.
Yeah. What else are you passionate about?
I'm passionate about ice cream cones, guys. I did some research into waffle cones specifically. So sugar cones are ones that are like press formed. They are like, I hate to describe them like this, but they're like styrofoamy, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, like, okay. that's a sugar cone. Oh.
Okay. So the thing that looks like just a small waffle cone and is sweeter and is like crunchier is also technically a waffle cone.
Is it made
cone?
Of waffle?
I don't know. Under the
yeah,
logic
I mean,
land,
so like it's just.
I just know that there's like the styrofoam thing, and then there's like small cone, and then there's like big sloppy.
Yeah. So those are just two different sizes of waffle cone. Like there's what are they called? Not nutty buddies. Drumsticks. The drumsticks. Yeah. Those are
like
also
size.
Waffle cones. Waffle cones, as it may sound, are just cones that are made out of what is effectively just a really thin, crispy waffle. And in and of itself, this isn't terribly interesting. But how it came to be is like pretty cool to me. And like honestly, the story isn't even that exciting. You can imagine how it happened. Just a guy, you know, ran out of cones to serve his ice cream in, like paper cones, and so he's like and had a like waffle maker. And was like, well, here we go, rolled it up and used it as a cone. Like, that's effectively what happened. It's a little bit more nuanced than that, actually, though. So the guy who invented the waffle cone, or the guy who is like most often credited with inventing it, is actually or was based in Norfolk, Virginia, here in our home state, which is part of why I know this. So he was a Syrian immigrant. And had brought over, you know, some various Syrian pastries and things like that, and so had that in his culinary repertoire for his restaurant in Norfolk, which was called Dumar's Cone and Barbecue. His name was Abe Dumar. Abe Dumar is what I'm gonna go with. And the original waffle cone, which was brought to the 1904 Louisiana Purchase Exposition. Which is a wild thing to have, but the original waffle cone was a jalebiya, which I looked it up is related to the Indian dessert jalebi. I think that's how you pronounce it. If that's more familiar to you, it's just a sweet pastry that's rather flat, and then that was rolled up and filled with ice cream, and like that's where you got your first waffle cone, even though it wasn't strictly a waffle yet. He brought it over because a lot of Syrian sandwiches are made in a similar way, which are just like a flat piece of bread or something with filling and then rolled up into a cone. And so it was like effectively a Syrian take on an ice cream sandwich. So like that's super cool to me, is that like this wasn't intended to be like a topper thing, it's a sandwich. Anyways, the Dumar's Cone and Barbecue is still down in Norfolk, Virginia, and they still do sell waffle cones. I don't know. I think that's super cool. I think it's really fun that we've got this little bit of Virginia history that's dessert related.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I mean, I do like waffle cones, and there's not many other things to be proud of in Virginia, so.
We've got some things. There's nothing to be proud of in Norfolk.
Let's see. I like Cardinals.
Love that guy.
That's all right.
Great sports team.
Him?
Great.
He's red.
Well, they're not even.
No,
they're not even in Virginia.
I don't care for his sports.
They're in St. Louis, weirdly enough.
I like his style, but I don't like his sports.
All right, what do you guys got? Come on, bring something to the table, y'all.
Oh, also, I like Neapolitan ice cream, but I don't like vanilla. As I have grown and matured, I can appreciate the role that vanilla plays in the Neapolitan block, but absolutely not.
Vanilla is the best flavor. Just like
when I'm being classy and mature, I can be like, "Ah, yes, this vanilla ice cream balances out the strong other cast members." But most of the time, I'm like, "I just want chocolate strawberry ice cream. That's all that I ever want."
As our lords and saviors, the Bare Naked Ladies, said in their absolute bop single 1 week, vanilla is the finest of the flavors.
I thought you were going to get like weirdly religious
there.
As our Lord and Savior
As
said.
As our Lord and Savior said, fuck it up with that vanilla.
Sometimes you throw pistachio in there, and then it's green, white, and red. Italy.
Or Mexico.
Well, it does say to resemble the Italian flag.
You turn that shit sideways. All right, so I think I'm going to round us out here with some ice cream of the future. Y'all ready for this?
Let's finish strong in the future
with a company that went bankrupt in 2011. That's right, everybody.
Wait, they did?
You guys got it right. Dippin' Dots is here and ready to go. Yeah, Dippin' Dots. Well, they
can I still
yes,
eat
yes, you can. They got bought. The property all got bought. Yep, I actually had Dippin' Dots two weeks ago.
We can all breathe a sigh of relief.
I was at a baseball game. And actually, there's a reason that you can only find them at places like baseball games, which we'll get to. So Dippin' Dots, if you aren't familiar, and I wouldn't be as shocked as if you weren't familiar with, you know, ice cream on the whole, is actually technically ice cream, which I did not expect it to actually be ice cream. I expected it to be, you know, just like a frozen dairy treat or something, you know, not legally ice cream. But legally, Dippin' Dots is ice cream. That is, instead of being in like one big bowl, you know, big hunks, Dippin' Dots is in these, I don't know, probably like quarter inch in diameter, like pebbles, essentially. And you just eat them like that. They're dots.
That's a hefty
you
dot.
You know? So they're, I would say probably anywhere from like an eighth of an inch to a quarter inch dots for these Dippin' Dots. And they come in a variety of flavors. From like cookies and cream, vanilla, to more like fruity flavors. Like there's cherry ones, and there's ones with Pop Rocks in them. There's cotton candy, you know, so like the whole ice cream spectrum, and even like beyond that, really, to more like candy like flavors as well. The reason I wanted to talk about Dippin' Dots is for two reasons. One, their production is really interesting, but also super intuitive after you learn how it works. What happens when they make Dippin' Dots is they take their ice cream mixture and they extrude it through needles so that it, you know, drips. And then as they're dripping, they flash freeze it so that they freeze into the droplet shape that they're falling in. And you may be thinking, well, Carter, they're not falling or they're not frozen in a teardrop shape. Things don't fall in teardrop shapes, guys. Things fall in spheres. Get your shit together and don't think that things fall in teardrop shapes. Sorry, that's important.
When do teardrops come into play now that you're physically?
Huh? Well, because people think that like raindrops fall in the shape of a raindrop or a teardrop.
No. But like, when you know, you just said raindrop and there's a shape associated with that. Why do people?
Because so if you imagine like something dripping off of a needle or something, it sort of like elongates, right? Or like a drip of honey will have that strand that connects the blob itself to wherever you were pouring it from, right? That's where people think that teardrop or raindrops form in that, you know, raindrop iconic shape, but they don't. They fall in spheres. Anyways, this has been Carter's Physics Corner. So because they're formed like this, and because they're formed in this flash freezing thing, you can't really store Dippin' Dots at a normal freezer temperature, which is I don't even know like just, you know, below 32 degrees Fahrenheit.
According to my grandparents' fridge,
37 -37 below freezing. That's 37 degrees below zero. That's pretty cold. Colder than I expected it to be.
Maybe that's just the temperature of the
Could
ice.
Be. Now, the reason that most or that any grocery stores can't handle this and why you can't buy them in grocery stores is because grocery store freezers don't get cold enough to store Dippin' Dots safely. And safely not like they will poison you or something. Safely like if you store them above -40 degrees Fahrenheit, they will their surfaces will melt just a little bit, and they will meld together, and they'll become one big clump and lose the whole Dippin' Dots thing. It's the whole point. So because of that, you have to have specialized stands or whatever you want to call them, specialized locations that are specifically for serving Dippin' Dots, which is why you'll often find them at places like baseball stadiums, amusement parks, beachside, you know, places where people like to get ice cream just on the go. And so that's another reason that I wanted to sort of talk about these because they have, you can't buy them in stores because it's just impossible. And that's likely why in 2011, like I said earlier, they filed for bankruptcy in 2011, and then they were bought out by another company who maintained the production process. So that's Dippin' Dots.
All right, are we ready to expand into the unknown?
Yes.
I'm going to throw out some more unpopular opinions after Carter's already destroyed any of our viewership. And that's, I like ice cream.
For the rare
I'll eat it, but ice cream is really better as a topping.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I want to get into that, Caitlin.
Yeah.
If I were to go to the store, I actually don't buy ice cream that often. What do I buy? That's on my list. Ice cream sandwiches. Klondike bars, putting ice cream on warm cookies. All of these are, yes, ice cream with warm brownies, ice cream with other desserts. All very good, because it's a topping. It's like whipped cream, except better. But ice cream cake is kind of terrible, so, like, don't get it.
I like ice cream cake more than normal cakes.
I do, too. I actually, fun fact about Caitlin Phillips... She's exclusively had ice cream cakes for her birthday since she was...
Hey, you remember that time when you guys got me an ice cream cake for my birthday?
Yes, yum. I do.
Yep. I also remember the time that someone got me a caramel cake and then I tried
to... Yeah, I remember that too. You tried to choke me with caramel cake, which was not that good.
Yeah, which is not a good flavor for cake. But yeah, no, whenever I come home and we celebrate my birthday, I get a... For a long time, it was the same old... chocolate Swiss roll cake from Baskin Robbins that had mint chocolate chip ice cream and like dark chocolate ganache on it, but we've expanded in recent years to just other forms of ice cream cakes that include chocolate.
All right, well, I was gonna rant on that more, but that was much more interesting than anything I could have prepared, so
I'm sorry. God.
Anyways, I'm gonna wait till my chair stops squeaking. Sorry, editor. Anyways, what are your thoughts, listeners, on ice cream? Is it a main course dessert? Is it a side dish?
Is it breakfast? No.
Is it lunch?
Maybe.
It is the breakfast of champions.
Yeah, okay.
Are you saying you're not a champion, Carter?
Are you going to admit that I'm a champion if I say I eat ice cream for breakfast?
Fuck, you've trapped me.
I've trapped him in a corner.
All right, anyways. Listeners. Please, if you have more thoughts on ice cream, or if you disagree with most of the things we said, which would make you a relatively normal person, send us an email at brought to table@gmail.com or tweet at us, which our Twitter handle is @tothetablepod. You can find us all over social media, Facebook, Tumblr, I think those are the only social media things. And our handle there is Brought to the Table, as you would expect. We also have a cool website, which you might be listening to the episode on right now, which is broughttothetable.com. And yeah, if you're on one of these platforms or you're listening on iTunes, Stitcher, that weird app from Google, or some other platform, there's probably a subscribe button. So go ahead and mash that. So you never miss another episode, because you've probably missed one before and you should go back and listen to it. We've really loved having you here on this podcast to listen about ice cream and other tangential topics which may have been edited out.
Wait, hold up. 1 second. Is that... Kevin! He's back, guys! He's back!
He can finally start delivering episodes again.
Yeah, God, whoever...
Did you finally open your window?
I did, yeah. I forgot that's how he gets back in. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Oh, God, I feel so bad. He's been out just kind of like on the street, just kind of pecking at my window. And I'm like, sorry, Kevin. I thought that was just the wind.
All right, listeners. Fun trivia for you. What do you think the bandwidth of a carrier pigeon is?
Ooh, I'm actually curious. We'll find out next week on Brought to the Table.
On Brought to the Table.
Yeah, you got to return this cliffhanger episode.
All right. Hawaiian pizza.
Thanks for listening. Hawaiian pizza. Goodbye.
Bye. Hawaiian pizza.
This was a good podcast. Let's head home.